Hey there, American Horror Story fans. The cult is getting disbanded. It's our very last episode this season. We're talking about American Horror Story Cult, Season 7, Episode 11, Great Again. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is the last show, Gosh.
Oh, and bittersweet light flashing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Welcome, everybody, to the final episode of the American Horror Story American Horror Story After Show. We are talking about American Horror Story Season 7 Cult, the finale, Episode 11, Great Again. I'm your host, Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And today, I am joined by two of my wonderful co-hosts.
Hey, guys. It's Ashley Allen here, and you guys can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
What's up, guys? I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
So, right off the bat, I gotta ask you guys, how did you feel about this finale and the season overall?
You can go first.
I thought it was a good season. I enjoyed it. It had its ups and downs, but I think overall it wrapped up well. I did like last episodes better than this one, but it was still a good episode, a good finale. I'm happy.
As for the episode, I was a little bit more sad finding out my burrito place was closed after walking like 10 blocks to it. But overall, the season was good. Not my favorite season, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked this season. I think that it got better as it went on.
Yes.
And yeah. I agree with you, though. I feel like last episode was a little bit better than this episode. But I feel like they do that a lot, where like, on American Horror Story, the second to last episode is a little bit stronger, but I don't know. Maybe that's just me. We'll dive right into this episode, though. Yes. So this one starts by jumping into the future, 2018, Kai's in prison. Mm-hmm. And we see him with Gloria, the guard, doing his little pinky power thing before he goes and gets his ass kicked in the bathroom. And he thinks he's about to get choked to death until Crotchy...
What's up with all these names?
Yeah, Speedwagon, Crotchy.
It's a cult thing to dehumanize people, is that they take away their name and then they give them some sort of made-up identity that isn't a human name. It's some object thing. It's a
But I wonder how it relates. Is like Speedwagon because he has a like bummy car, and Crotchy has like a small penis. Like, is that how it works?
I mean, I hope for Crotchy's sake that that's not how it goes down. He's like, hi. Hi, I'm Crotchy. I've got a little wiener. Nice to meet you. That's my name.
Awkward.
Yeah. Yes. Well, considering Crotchy shows up just to die for the cause, it's like, well, small penis or not, it's not a good day for Crotchy.
Yeah, exactly.
We're making a lot of assumptions about Crotchy at this point. But yeah, he's happy to martyr himself for Kai. So we're seeing that Kai's influence is extending even to
the
prison.
Yeah.
And we see that, you know, Gary, this poor little 19-year-old, shows up wanting to be recruited, basically because he just wants to join a gang for protection. And Kai is saying, you know, this isn't a gang, this is an army. The women are outside doing their women thing, and we're just waiting, and we're going to...
See, now, this is what I want to know. I want to know, are they part of the cult because they watch Kai on television, or did he wrap them up when he was in jail?
It's probably both.
That's what I'm thinking. If he has 16 recruits at this time, at this point...
Yeah, in less than a year.
Yeah.
Because he was been there for 11 months. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. People just want to be connected to somebody famous, someone who has, you know, that, like, that notoriety. And then also people like this guy who is just scared out of his mind and just needs protection. Like, I think at that point he would have agreed to join any type of gang that accepted him at that point just to be protected. So
I think so, too, because he's saying he's just getting his ass kicked every single day. So it's like, and he's a 19-year-old kid who's... in there because
he's not supposed to be in there.
Yeah, he made a big mistake, but sad. Sad he's a teenager. But Speedwagon, we then go 11 months earlier to what is supposed to be, I guess, present day now. Mm-hmm. Speedwagon's missing. Kai's freaking out. He starts his meeting with Evan Peters is such a good actor. Only he can deliver this line and make it hilarious, but also like really hit home. And he's like, so it turns out finding 1,000 pregnant women to murder is super hard.
So bad. And they were holding the meetings at Allie's house now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess they have to since Kai tore up the basement in the last episode. So where else are they going to go?
Yeah.
But to me, that kind of symbolized power.
In my house now.
Has. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I felt that too because Kai is a paranoid psycho. Beverly's about to fall off her last nerve. And Allie was just there like, everyone calm down. Mm-hmm. It's always the quiet ones that get you.
Yeah. Beverly kind of shocked me because I kind of thought that her pretending to be like weak and submissive was kind of to keep her safe. But this episode confirmed to me that she really kind of was having a breakdown.
She was just.
I thought it was her poker face.
I was hoping, because last episode, it just seemed like such a sudden shift that I was like, what the hell? Like, Beverly's, like, all in on this crap now? Like, what? That, to me, was even a bigger surprise than Winter. I saw Winter coming for a while, but I was like, what? Come on now. But I liked that she had the line where she was like, I wanted to be the last one alive, but now I just want to die.
Yeah.
Whereas last season, she was the last one alive when the whole thing was like, one person's gonna be alive. I was like, all right, I see your callback. I see you, American Horror Story.
Yep.
But yeah, then Allie telling her, just hold on, basically, I'm not gonna kill you because just wait for tomorrow night. It's gonna be glorious.
Yeah.
Poor Bev's thinking that Allie is just buying in 100%.
But little does she know.
Yeah, it's all gonna be done.
But then this is the only thing that I was kind of confused about, because Allie tells Kai, you know, basically she finds the little whatever thing and hands it to him, and she's saying, you know, we've been ill and we were infiltrated. I found this 2 days ago, but I didn't want to tell you what it was because I thought that it would break your heart. Speedwagon actually was the rat.
Yeah.
And then this flashback, though, did she actually kill him? Because...
Yes.
Yeah.
She stabbed him.
Yeah.
He's dead. That's why he was missing.
I mean, that's what I'm assuming. But at the same time, it seems like the state police would be like, hey, we had somebody who was in on that.
Right.
But he was recording things. So just in case word got out that Allie killed Ivy, she had to protect herself. So maybe she's like, if there's any 0.5% chance that he has any kind of recording of me killing Ivy or any kind of talk or any kind of idea of it, bye.
Yeah.
So, and then she was in with the FBI months before.
True.
She found out about him, so.
And because it was just state police, they weren't connected. It was two different operations. Yeah. So, yeah, but it still seemed like unnecessary. And, man, sucks for Speedwagon, too.
I know.
But then it's kind of ironic that his name was Speedwagon when he was caught wagoning around some ex. I was like, hey, you were a little Speedwagon. They didn't even know. Look at that, Kai.
There you go. Oh, boy. Well. He came off really human in that car scene.
He did.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of feel emotion for you. And it's like, you're like a real person. Because before it was just like, you're just another robot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care for you. I don't really care what you stand for. You're kind of cute, but that's it. But now it's like, I might marry you.
Well, it's also seeing kind of like the humanization is once you find out like who this person actually is and that he has a backstory and that he isn't just one of these mindless drones.
Yeah.
Well, I took it as kind of like everybody in the cult has a backstory. Yeah. It's just his reasons were different, but everyone has a story for why they've joined the cult or a cult or just like the show has like said, politics or whatever type of group that you've joined, which is a cult, everyone has a reason for it. So. Yeah,
exactly. So I think that's part of why that scene was there too, is that it's like a reminder that all these people their stupid names are still
and people. He kind of just fell into it, as we heard. He was like, well, yeah. When the cops found out, then they just wanted to go with that, so I went with it.
And then I had to keep, yeah,
yeah, I had to keep stay it going.
But
that sucks.
Then get stabbed right in the heart.
He almost made it out alive.
Almost.
So close. You're almost. This close, so close to speed.
But like Randy says, almost doesn't count.
Right.
No. Should have been a little speedier there, speed yeah. wagon. But then she uses this to emotionally manipulate Kai and say, mm-hmm. you know, you need to give Winter's death meaning by going through with your plan and having your night of 100 Tates and going out and killing 100 pregnant women and making sure that he goes through with it so that the FBI will be able to catch him.
Right.
In the act, which he doesn't know, but it's like, man, she is just playing him with his own.
She's been doing
weapons.
A great job at manipulating him.
I just wish there was more of a backstory on how she became so confident. And okay. because, like, okay, I'm not afraid of you anymore. And then we found out, okay, now the FBI's behind me. But for me, the way I believe, like, I don't think that if I was her, my confidence would boost because I have the FBI behind me. I would still feel insecure and I'll still have those phobias. It doesn't happen in, like, a few months, you know.
Right.
It has well, just happened a little bit too fast.
Okay. That's legit, but she also was in the mental institution,
yeah.
so it was, you know, 24-hour care that she was getting.
Or maybe she was just on some good drug.
Yeah, legit. And also, too, but having everybody say, you're crazy, and not believing you, and then mm-hmm. having
True.
The FBI validate, saying, we do believe you, and yeah. you're going to be our way in. So now, instead of being suicidal and all the things that she told Ivy before she killed her,
yeah.
is
right.
she saying, now you have a reason to live, is that your purpose, you have an objective, it's to take these people down, and mm-hmm. you can.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
I feel like that I think is enough for her to be like, okay, she was at her very, very last straw breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to then just have that one. Because there was actually this, it kind of reminds me, there was this psychology study that was done years ago where they, like, had mice. And it was really sad, actually. They let them drown, they put them in water, and then they recorded how long it took them to drown.
What?
Yeah. But then they would halfway through, right before they would drown, reach in and pick them up and save them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would put them back in the water and see how long it would take. And it would take them, like, way, 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 way longer to drown because they were still optimistic that somebody was going to come and save them again.
Gotcha.
Really messed up study, but
who
shows,
ran this?
Like...
Because I need to, like...
I know, isn't that so messed
up? Do a night
of
100 people who drown mice.
Yeah, no, it's so messed
that.
Up, but it's the...
You know what? Give me that address real quick.
But it shows the whole, like, psychological thing of once you have hope is then you
yeah.
fight harder and then
True.
You fight stronger.
But I was
and that's kind of what happened with Beverly in the end too, because she lost her hope and then look at her at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
She
back.
Pulled it together, yeah. but I wish that there was a breakdown scene with Allie at least once. She didn't break during the whole episode, like when Kai was going in to the truck with the FBI, like, I make her fall to her knees and cry and be like, it's all over now, yay. Like, she was just standing tall.
I don't know. I kind of was glad because this whole season we've done nothing but see her break down.
True.
So I thought it was kind of nice to have a whole episode where she doesn't cry once.
I guess I wanted to come full circle.
She did have one miniature, like, internal breakdown
yeah.
when she walked out of the house was supposed to go get snacks.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That,
yeah.
That face. Like, she held it together, but she was
nervous.
There. Yeah.
Literally,
and
the
then,
last steps that she had to take for it to be
yeah,
over. And
yeah.
she. Mm.
And then the face that she gave to when Bev walked out first, saying, you know, you were right, I just needed to hang on, followed by Kai saying that he was going to kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she kind of still had that unwavering, like, unsure face,
yeah.
even when it was over.
Yep.
So I don't know. I thought it was pretty well done.
I do
it.
Too.
But then we see the follow-up for Allie. She's at the restaurant, and she's being hailed as this heroic figure who
yeah.
escaped the cult, and they're asking for pictures with her, and she's refusing because she's
yeah.
saying she just wants to put all of this behind her and really just wants to focus on the restaurant.
Her restaurant's finally packed. It has people. There's a waiting
yeah.
list. She's doing business. She's dressed up. Her posture's different.
She has an air about
she's
her.
She's like... no pictures.
Yeah.
Like, we
yeah.
Kim Kardashian? Okay, relax, chick. But she's like, I understand why she wouldn't want a picture, but if she... I But if she knew that she's going to run for council, maybe that was the reason why she's going to run for council. So it's a, you have to plan for that, like, maybe as much as possible. So it's like, you got to guide where you're going to be going. So yeah. I kind of understand that. But it's like, bitch, take the fucking phone.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because of the reason that, yeah. even though the woman was being really nice and yeah. saying, you know, she was really inspiring. But at the same time, I think Allie had a little bit of guilt because, in actuality, she killed her wife and she did a whole bunch of other messed up stuff that True. The press doesn't know about.
You think
and
she had being guilt hailed. For killing her wife?
Well, I mean, probably a little bit because she's being hailed only because of people hailing her as this victim who then escaped. When she's actually, you know, she was complacent in several things as well.
I didn't see any guilt about Ivy at all. I don't feel guilty about Ivy. So I don't think she... I think that's a secret. I mean, I think at the end of the day, she didn't want to kill her wife, but because of all of what happened, she had no other choice. So I didn't pick up a guilty... No. Live from her.
Me either. She moved on with her life. She got her girlfriend of 8 weeks already meeting a baby. It's like, how dare you? Like, but her girlfriend's cute.
I don't know how. I don't think how dare her. I'm like, Ivy was a.
Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking about like the trash. Kid. Like, I go deep with the whole introducing your new lover to your kid only 8 weeks in. I'm like, wait 6 months. Like, you know?
And she looked like she was the head chef. She had the uniform. Yeah. She's completely tossing that salad. Took Ivy's spot. Oh.
What'd you say?
I said she's tossing that salad.
Oh, ayo. That made me happy. Yeah, so
I'm still not sad about Ivy, so.
I'm not really that sad about Ivy either. I'm like, whatever, kill the weeds, it's fine.
Yeah.
I
kind of forget what she looks like, so.
I don't just because Allison Pill is amazing, but Ivy, yeah. I'm like,
bad girl. Yeah.
But then Bev shows up to this packed out restaurant and then sits down, which I'm assuming they either waited for somebody to get up or they just were like, all right, y'all get up because there was a seat real quick. but then says that that Kai pled guilty, which means that he's got to be up to something because he like skips trial and she's all nervous because they just take her and they let her go and then, you know, nothing else was said.
Yeah.
And Allie's trying to, you know, calm her down and tell her don't worry about it and everything. And I love that Bev's like, man, you're the one that they should have been afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wrote that down too.
True.
And did you believe that Beverly, when they brought up, I don't know if you're going to bring that part up when Beverly was going to talk about how Kai is blaming Ivy's death on Allie. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Beverly really believed Allie saying that she didn't do it?
No.
I honestly thought that because they had the two parents in the Rose Room, we saw their dead bodies, but Ivy's had that sheet over her.
Yeah.
I thought Ivy might not be really dead. I thought she may be, like, knocked out, and there was, like, somebody else under there, and that she was gonna, like, go tell Beverly or whatever, like, what really happened.
Okay.
I was waiting for Ivy to come back, but...
Yeah, in one of the episodes, they showed Ivy on the floor with that, like, manure thing, whatever, on her, like... episode or two after she was killed, so I was like, I think she's really dead. I didn't believe that Beverly believed her either,
because
the tone in her voice, but Allie just kept going with it. She's like, I ain't scared.
I would have done the same thing as Allie. Like, that's a secret you just take to your grave. Like, you already made it out now. Don't trust
grave.
Anybody.
Nope.
Just take that to your grave and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And I know Beverly didn't believe her because she said something like, any woman could understand, you know, if, you know, your wife put you through that and you killing her, basically. So she was kind of giving her, like, it's okay. Like, I know that you did it and it's okay. I understand.
Yeah.
So.
It kind of made me think of Chicago.
Okay.
When it's like, when she's like, no, I didn't do it. Yeah. Like, never always seen deny it. What?
Never seen it.
You have to see Chicago.
I know.
Wow.
It's sitting on my Amazon
Chicago.
Prime
so
free
good.
Watch. I know. I almost watched it, but then I went with The Notebook.
Yeah. Notebook is very good, but watch Chicago.
Yeah, okay, but real fast. Though I think Beverly decided to keep her mouth shut about Ivy because, her beliefs are saying, I really think you did, because Allie got her out of jail. Like, yeah. She saved her life. Yeah. Like, so she's like, I owe you one, so I'll keep my mouth shut.
Plus, I mean, of all the stuff that Beverly has done, who are you to even point your finger anyway? So,
yeah.
Just take this win and keep it moving.
Yeah, and Allie was a little bit too nice. She's like, I understand the reasons, girl. She only did that because she killed Ivy.
Yeah, I think 100%.
Yeah.
But I like that she, too, is, I only said the truth. I didn't see you commit any crimes. Yeah. It's like, well, all right. Technicality. Okay. I get you. I love that, too, that we finally get, like, the B reference, because up until this point, we've been, like, all of the advertisement has been bees.
Yeah.
So we were assuming it's going to be a queen bee that emerges and defeats Kai, but we now see we were right, and it was Allie.
Oh, yes.
But I'm glad that...
Spoiler alert!
If you got all the way to this point and you haven't watched this season, then what are you doing? You're doing this totally wrong. But yeah, then Erica, the new girlfriend, is talking about Oz's birthday party and invites Beverly.
Yeah.
But I love the Lana Winters reference, too. Yes. They're like, Rachel Maddow keeps calling, and she's like, well, if she's not going to do an interview with Lana Winters, what makes her think that she's going to do one with Rachel Maddow?
I was
like,
yeah, I love that little, Easter egg. I was about to say eggplant. Easter egg.
I love that little eggplant emoji. Unrelated.
No, that little Easter egg that they put in there, because I caught it really quick.
Yeah.
I love
Rachel
Maddow, by the way.
Me too. Oh, my God. She's awesome.
Yes.
But they had a few little Easter eggs in there, too, when she was, you know, putting Oz to sleep and everything later and had a little twisty doll.
Oh, yeah.
So I love when they do little callbacks to previous seasons.
Oh, yeah.
But then Kai calls.
Ooh.
I gotta ask you guys, though. So, he's saying, you know, the only thing that was keeping you alive was the fact that you were the mother of my son. So, why did she send this package from Elite Genetics saying, proving that he's not the father?
To fuck with him.
Yeah, she wanted to completely smash him to the ground.
She kept...
And show that she, like, I played you.
But she wasn't even a little bit worried about him getting out. I feel like unless he has death penalty,
because
I'm like...
No, because she had the officer in on it anyway.
Yeah.
So she knew she was protected from the get-go. So she was able to play those games from the beginning. And she snatched him off his edges completely.
That's true.
Like, to the very end, it was just like, boom. No, bitch, you ain't getting up. You are down. You are down.
I kind of like that she did that, though.
Yeah, that it was like a no-fear, like, poking the bear scenario.
Oh, yeah. Because she knew that his ego was going to get bigger. It's like, okay, I'm sleeping. Like, could you do that? Could you go with a plan knowing that it's going to be a big outcome, but sleep with one of the enemies just to go with the plan?
Well, I think that Gloria was already... She was already kind of in with Kai at that point.
She was.
Like, that's why I think at that point, Gloria... That's why I'm thinking she wasn't really in with Gloria yet, because I think Gloria was sleeping with Kai because she was still part of the cult.
Same.
Because when we see her later talking about it, it's Allie telling her, here are his manipulation tactics. Like, does he make fun of your weight? Does he pick on these things? Does he, you know, harbor your insecurities?
Yeah.
And then that's when Gloria's like, you know, I don't really like any of that divine ruler stuff. So
that's how I took it. I took it as Allie contacted her after Kai called her from jail. And then that's when she's like, okay, I know how to handle him. And that's when she worked her magic and got the guard in.
But how did Allie know about the guard?
Because how else would Kai call her threatening her with no repercussions?
Yeah.
Because if
it was before that scene.
Well, I'm thinking that it's when Kai called, she's thinking, well, he has to have a guard in with them because otherwise how would he make this threat? Yeah. But it's also, they set up the whole thing because she's yelling at him saying, you know, your DNA is going to die with you in jail. Mm-hmm. Your evil sperm basically is going to wither in there. But then we see him banging Gloria. So are we going to have a Demon Kai baby later? Is this going to be like something that is a later season?
We don't know. You know? But there's another guy that was involved, too. There was four white legs.
There were. It was definitely three people involved.
There was three people, so it might be the other man's baby who acted like he was Kai and ended up dying because he had a dumbass.
And the jail spider.
Yeah. I saw that fourth leg, and I'm like,
Kai, I did think that was funny baby. That we were all watching it. We were like, wait, what is happening? So what was happening on TV? All of us were trying to figure out what was going on with the blurry body parts.
Wait, who's running for city? Because all I see is a whole bunch of
stuff. They're counting the legs and the hands and the
feet. Like, what? How is that?
The TV was literally on mute. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What is happening right now?
Wow, I could go all the way there, but I'm not. Bring it back, Sanders. Bring it all the way back.
That's when you know that there. Kai was having a good time, that he's paying attention to the TV, and we're not. And we're like, okay.
Well, at least Kai likes some thickums, so that's good.
Yeah, he don't discriminate.
No. That's one thing good about him. He doesn't discriminate.
How is that good? Kai will destroy anyone's life. I don't
I could have went there again, but I'm not.
Hey. Another word for life? then we see on the TV Allie's big call to action. Mm-hmm. Which I think is Ryan Murphy's whole point of the season, is that he's saying, you know, let's band together to bring down all cults, Democratic Party, Republican Party, the entire two-party system, because that's what's led to our current political climate, is basically the way that the party system is structured right now.
Yeah.
Anybody outside of the two-party system doesn't really stand a chance, which is true, and any of those votes are considered wasted votes for the most part.
Yeah.
So...
But isn't it, if there's only just one leader, isn't that instantly a cult or army? Or if you have the same beliefs and you're coming together of not having a cult, then isn't that a cult in itself because you all have the same beliefs?
Well, I think what she's saying is have a multi-party system, like elect a third-party person.
Yeah.
Right.
Elect somebody who's outside of the two-party system so that it disrupts the two-party system. So that way the third party...
So basically, she wants the independents to rule.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or at least be equal footing.
Yeah.
So that it's not just a...
No wasted vote.
Right.
Yeah.
Type scenario. But then she gets the poll results back that, you know, only 14% of people trust her to lead and that they are dinging her for experience, which she takes to be sexism, basically, and just saying that they're scared of a strong woman.
Yeah.
And at that point, I felt the bubbling of a new cult leader.
Yeah.
I felt it. I'm like, that look on her face, the way she's talking, she feels like, I felt it. It's about to go out of control.
Those BB vibes?
Oh,
yeah.
I felt those vibes right
there.
That's
what I got when she put that hood on at the end. I'm like, she's like the new BB Babbitt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. But I think it was, I'm with you, Sanders. I think it was around that time that that's when it was like the, Well, let's see.
We'll take Kai out the photo, and then I guess Beverly's the new Olivia Pope because she's just trying to fix everything.
And she's also given some hard truths where she's as long as he's alive, you are always going to be seen as his victim. It's always. That's all you're going to be.
True.
And so then poor Rimshot, aka the little 19-year-old Trevor,
Who's dumb as of a bag of rocks.
He's so dumb. Because it's also like, dude, he had a 25-year sentence, which is a long time, but also, like, you would get out at 54.
Yeah.
Like, that's still young. You still have a lot of life, man. Like, damn.
Or he could have went to, well, he probably didn't know who to go to and be like, hey, yo, Kai's starting this shit again. He probably didn't have that out, so.
No, I'm sure he was too afraid to, because just like Kai told him when he first came in, I know everything about everyone.
Oh, yeah.
He knows that he has a guard on his side, so, you can't really go against him at all.
But, yeah, and win. Fighting the juggernaut.
But for him to walk in and think, oh, hey, Kai, I look exactly like you. What's going to go what's going to go down? It's like, bitch, you dead. What do you think?
Will the
like,
real Slim Shady please stand up?
Exactly. It's like, I thought he was going to, like, throw him in the laundry and, like, drown him or something. But I was like, wait, you got to, like, do something with the face, cut off the fingertips. Why do I know all this?
I thought it was going to cut his whole head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was going to cut his head off, too. Went with the face. But they went full Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
And Kai tried it, talking about you love all kind of meat. I think that's what he said to
Gloria. Yeah. You're not afraid of deli meat.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm like, you,
it's like, you tried douche.
It. And that might be true.
But, I mean, it's... And I liked that he's like, it was your idea to cut off his face.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, that was Allie's idea. Obviously.
And weirdly, this wasn't the bloodiest or goriest episode of the season.
No,
which kind of disappointed me.
I don't know. It was pretty gruesome, I thought. The stabbing that they had. Crotchy was pretty...
You know what? Goodbye.
I don't know. I thought the face pool was pretty gross. I looked at you cracking up, and I was like, ugh.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. I see that on YouTube, makeup gurus around Halloween. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's up it a little bit. But yeah.
But poor stupid Rimshot. He's just dumb.
Yeah.
Rimshot ended up being the butt of his own joke.
He did. Yeah.
I got it.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you. And I'm sorry. Kai's tonight will both be free, and then just stabbing the shit out of poor little kid, cutting his face off.
Yeah.
Dresses as the guard, just walks out.
The question is, why? Like, I thought the person who would look like the person who opens and closes the gates, they must know at least everybody. There's only so many guards there. Like, if that's a new person, it's like, that was a little bit too easy. I felt like they cut corners during this episode of things like, can this really happen?
I feel like it could, because if a guard is walking out with another guard and you recognize one of the guards, it's like, it's unlikely that they would think anything of it, you know?
Yeah.
Or he could be a transfer.
Or a new,
You never know.
It feels like probably people there kind of mind their own business and don't really investigate too much, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Beverly tells Allie what has gone down, or what the reports are, is that Kai is dead and that his face has been mutilated beyond recognition.
Now, did you guys think that they believed that he was really dead?
No, because she knew Kai was going to show up in order to kill him to make her look like the hero for her to win the election.
True. Yeah, because she had the guard in on her. And if it was the guard's idea to mutilate his face, as soon as she gets the report that his face is mutilated beyond recognition, that lets her know the plan is gone.
Yeah.
Accordingly.
You're right. So is it Allie's idea to make that guy the dummy of Kai?
Probably.
So, yeah. So Allie killed another person, technically.
Yeah. Jigsaw style.
She's racking up the bodies. She's basically a Charles Manson having someone kill for her because of her ideas.
Which is what Kai did.
Yeah.
She's just, using Kai against himself.
Yeah.
Well, there he goes.
But then she's talking about intelligence and independence are the only thing that are going to win for her constituents because having an idiot in office or having somebody who is basically controlled by lobbyists.
Is a puppet,
yeah. Very much, I think, just commentary on current political climate.
I want to see what they're saying because I don't have my glasses on. I have no idea what you guys are saying on the live chat, but if whoever can read that, please read. I would love to see. Either. We can blow that up a little bit.
I know earlier I saw someone say that they didn't see Chicago either, so you guys should go watch it.
We'll have a date night. Let's see.
So,
would you guys vote for Allie?
I would.
I don't think I would.
I don't know. I feel like, but based on the story that the media is telling, I think probably, I would see me probably buying into it same way as most of these people do.
So Adrian wants to know. So Kai did inspire a woman's revolution after all.
He did, actually.
He did, which is exactly what he was aiming to do.
He didn't know that that's what he was. He didn't know it would be flipped back on him.
Yeah.
No.
And that the original goal was still in place.
Well, because she stole his seat and stole his plan because he wanted to have all of his minions stab all of the pregnant women just to infuriate women.
Yeah.
To then make them scared and angry enough to turn on all of the incumbents. Which, again, commentary.
Question. Knowing that Allie killed Bibi, do you think it might be a little bit behind it of her wanting to be the new Bibi? Which, and what made her kill Bibi also?
Her going supreme round two?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like her killing Bibi wasn't like...
Or was it a bonus? Like, oh, I killed her, so now I can be her. It wasn't.
I don't think it was premeditated. I think it was just...
It was like a survival thing. Like, this is what needs to happen for her, for Allie's plan to move forward.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So she just got lucky.
Yeah,
because
I don't
feel like Bibi would have bowed down like to Allie. Like, I don't... They would have never been able to work together because Bibi is the old head and she wants to be in charge. So she would have had 100. To get killed either way around.
Yeah.
100%.
I agree.
Totally understand that.
But Kai's even talking about how, you know, that she's this symbol and that killing people now no longer has any influence, but killing symbols... Which there's even the direct Donald Trump reference where he's saying, you know, the attack on Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Where he's like, that's what we're focusing on. That's the issue. It's not, you know, mass shootings. It's not human life. It's attack on symbols.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, God, the writing this episode is just so like just.
Well, yeah, because it's true. I mean, look at what has happened recently with the Confederate flag and all these statues being taken down, like. That has really, it's crazy how things like that, even though those are important topics or a place to start to make change, but stuff like that can really ruffle people's feathers to the point where, I mean, look at what we're seeing on the news.
Yeah.
Right.
Sadly, when you're president. Sadly, we got to ruffle feathers to get a dialogue going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to see evil to plan out how we're going to make it good.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's also, too, a comment on how, you know, like, our president tweeted 4 or 5 times more about athletes taking a knee than about Puerto Rico.
Get out of here.
Well, the president tweeted about Kim Jong-un calling him, old on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
It's like,
but that's I think the whole point is that it's symbols now taking precedent over human life.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
So the whole, going back to the whole, like, you know, kill your idols reference where, you know, this time they're taking it literally and then actually shooting Kai in the head. Which, what did you guys think about it being Beverly instead of Allie, who was the one who literally pulled the trigger?
I like that it was Beverly. I feel like she needed her moment to get back to Beverly because she has been this little sad puppy for the past few episodes. She needed something to bring her confidence back up.
Yeah, she needed that release. If she didn't do that killing, she would still be messed up in the head. She'll be happy that he's dead, but she wouldn't have that release that she would have needed to know that I took him out. But can we... talk about, deja vu moment, what the hell's going on? can we talk about the debate between Allie and the senator? Like, did that stand out to you?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%, where it's, she's saying, you know, don't interrupt me, and the mansplaining, and then kind of almost an exact, we see the debate at the very first episode of Hillary Trump, where she's being interrupted, and then we see it mirrored again in this finale episode, but on the flip side.
Yeah.
100%. I really felt like Ryan Murphy made that scene probably to show what he wishes Hillary would have did.
Yeah.
Well, I think it also shows, too, kind of where we as a nation are last year versus now.
Oh, yeah.
Too, where it's like where so many people felt so much heartache and devastation and, you know, genuine fear after the election, to then now having all of these movements that have been kind of pushed to empower people who have felt, you know, for years ostracized and not really having that come to light, having now all of these people take notice and having different kind of viral things spin off of it, it's kind of showing that there is some hope and that there is some positivity that can come out of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's why I liked this episode, but...
Yeah. But I feel like Allie only got elected because she's famous, just like Trump.
Yeah. And that's kind of like why I said I don't think I would have voted for her, because even though like some of the things and the ideas that she's saying sounds good, I just felt like if this was real life, like she has too much drama following her. She got people that want to kill her. It's just like,
yeah. No. It is kind of a lot when you look at the actual scenario of her life. But I did love her big speech, just her culminating before.
With her Hillary pantsuit on.
Yes.
Which we mistaken for a jail outfit. Remember? We did mistaken it for a jail outfit. Like, oh, she might be in jail. Like, no, that's just the color she's wearing.
Pantsuit. But I knew there was going to be a woman on top.
There
and there were two, actually, her and Beverly.
Yeah, I loved it. And then when he's saying women can't lead, and then her response when he's just screaming, you know, say something, and that silent, just knowing smile, you were wrong. There is something more dangerous in this world than a humiliated man. A nasty woman.
Oh, I love that. I loved it.
I just wanted like Janet Jackson to start playing on in the background, though. It's like, nasty.
Yeah. I love that.
Yes. I love that part. I really, really love that part.
And then just...
Yep. Just done.
I love, too, that it was the two women working together.
Yeah.
Because I think that also shows, too, that teamwork versus...
One person
trying to rule over everybody, and ego versus the idea of people coming together.
Yeah.
And it was a good lesson for Beverly, because like Beverly said, she wanted to be the last person standing. So by Allie bringing her in, like you just said, it shows that you don't have to, and sometimes you can't do everything by yourself. So they make a great team.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there can only be one mentality. It doesn't have to... reign supreme.
But have you noticed like all these like drama thriller shows? Yeah, two supremes. Have you noticed that all these drama shows, there's always a woman on top this current season? There's House of Cards, whatever her name is the president now. We have Scandal. Olivia Pope is psycho crazy. She's in charge of the B-54, whatever it's called.
B-613.
Yeah, whatever. I can't remember my own number. And then we have, like, other shows of women empowering. Like, is this going to be the new thing now?
I hope so.
I think so. And I think that's also a testament to we have a lot more women writers and directors and producers, and to show that we can do more than just... be in the kitchen and making manwiches.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with a manwich.
It's not.
A manwich is a meal.
No, but
yeah. There was so much manwich reference. What did you guys think about that, too? Because I was always trying to figure out what the... Was it just like...
Vote right now in the comments. Manwich or Taco Bell?
Okay. What's your vote? What's your vote?
Taco Bell all the way. Nacho Bell Grande.
Nacho Bel Grande, but no tomatoes.
Taco Bell coupons, if only they were real. That's all I'm just like, man, Meadow, you lied to us.
And then you top it off with that Cinnabon Delight. I'm getting hungry.
Taco Bell, here we go.
Yes, Taco Bell. Ring that bell.
Sandwiches.
Was there supposed to be a manwich reference?
I don't know. I think it was him just constantly being like, you know, women should go to the kitchen and make me a sandwich, the whole like make me a sandwich thing. Okay. And then her saying like, you know, the manwich kind of just as a gender reference, I guess. Okay. I thought they were going to flesh out a little bit more, and they didn't really, but
yeah.
I feel like it was just, you know, an allusion to kind of a gender stereotype that has been around, like getting out of the kitchen type deal.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Go ahead. I was just going to say, she gets 80% of the female vote, which is, you know, unheard of. She unseats the incumbent. And then when she's putting Oz to bed and gives him a little, like, twisty doll that she's not afraid of, I'm still, all the twisty stuff still just... I don't know how it's going to come into play, because I feel like it's all going to lead into something in a later season, because I feel like Oz has to be some sort of...
He has to be mind-effed.
I think so. Like, he's going to, like, grow up to be, like, some messed-up serial killer. I feel like they're, like, twisty incarnate round two or something.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, he's seen a lot.
I mean, he's seen a lot, and I think that he's seen a lot more than we think he knows. I think he's seen.
He's probably been on the computer when no one's been watching because Winter showed him that darknet website or whatever it's called. So, who knows?
Oh, I can see it. Ooh, Ryan Murphy, call me up because I have an idea.
Oh,
I think Ozzy should revenge the death of Ivy, and then Ozzy's gonna be the new Kai. He's gonna go against his own mother and fight it out.
And Norman Bates it.
Oh yeah. They're going to fight it out. Call me later.
become his mom. I could see it. I could see it.
Yep.
Okay. I could see it happening.
It's all over. The cliffhanger. Wasn't really feeling it, but it's
done.
Yeah,
the ending scene was the only thing that I wasn't super into, was that, you know, she's telling Oz, I'm going to go meet with these empowered women. Nothing like Kai again. These are people who want to change the system. And then it's her putting up her green cloak, which we assume means that it's her starting her own cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like at that point, you're already a senator. Why do you need to be cult leader?
Because she got that little taste of power. She wants more. But we all know that they don't do run-on. So that's all we're going to see for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we go and say goodbye, though, we had some viewers who sent in some pretty cool stuff to us.
Right.
We dressed up for our Halloween episode as different characters, and we asked if you guys had any inspiration from previous American Horror Story seasons. And at SugarSkull95 sent us this terrifying clown makeup.
You did a great job.
So good. So sent us this on Instagram. Love it. But I have to say, Red Robin on Twitter sent us the most adorable little baby Kai. Look at this! Little bitty baby Kai! Stop with the little blue...
And they have the roots done and everything.
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 Adorable.
Detail is everything.
Adorable. He's so cute. I love it. So,
wait, is he eating a man witch?
Is he eating a man witch? Yes, a baby witch. He's not grown yet.
That's really cute. That's
so
really cute.
Thank you, the reddest of Rob, for sending us those.
Thank you,
and also to SugarSkull95. We love getting stuff from you guys. And because we are going to be missing our American Horror Story until next season, where can everybody keep up with you guys and keep the conversation going?
Well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in every week and showing us love and supporting us and just like giving us that energy just to be ourselves and love what we do. But
Queen,
if you want to, so if you want to continue following us, you can follow me, Sanders Kennedy, on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
Yes, and I second that. And just because the season is over doesn't mean we can't continue to talk American Horror Story. So we can chat. You guys can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
And thank you guys again so much for watching. We hope that you tune in next season. And again, keep talking to all of us.
Yes, let's keep this dialogue going.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And you can find us all here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
Rate, subscribe, give us the thumbs up, comment, all that good stuff. And
until next time,
we'll see you guys next year. We love you. Mwah.
Bring back Coven, please.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.